I said, our freeze, nothing compared to what's going on up in Iowa right now. Let us welcome back to the show ABC's national news correspondent, Stephen Portnoy. He's in Des Moines. Stephen, how are you this morning, sir?
Freezing cold. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Last I say, I saw it warmed up to about 13 degrees below zero.
I mean, that's just that. Oh, how do you have an election like that? How do you have caucuses like that? How's this going to play out?
Yeah, I actually asked the Iowa GOP chairman that very question. You know, any thought of canceling or postponing? He said, no, that just wouldn't be practical. He's likened it to a football game where you just have to play. Although, apparently in New York and Buffalo, the order of the governor there complicated the NFL situation. But look, here, the show will go on. We've spoken to some Iowans who say, look, they'll just, as one man put it, put on his big coat and get in his big truck and make his way to the caucus site.
Okay.
So tonight, tens of thousands of hardy Iowans will travel to schools and churches and community centers to touch off this first contest in the GOP presidential nominating process. And the high watermark for turnout here in Iowa was set 8 years ago in 2016. 186,000 people came out. We don't know what kind of impact the weather's going to have. No one's ever seen an Iowa caucus night this cold, so there's no way to predict what will happen. But the hope is that Iowans will make their way to the caucus sites and take part because it's a part of Hawkeye pride here in this state, the first in the nation contest for the last half century, certainly on the Republican side. And Iowa Republicans are eager to take part. We'll see what happens.
As far as like weather aside, what were the trends looking like heading into today? I know you can't predict outcome because you don't know how much snow is on the ground in the more rural parts. But weather aside, how are things trending heading into today for, let's say, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley?
Well, look, the latest poll statewide, which is seen as the best poll in the state, is the Des Moines Register survey, which had Donald Trump with a 28-point lead going into tonight's contest. That's pretty formidable. Now, in the past, in the recent past, the Iowa surveys that have been done in the lead-up to the poll, particularly this Des Moines Register poll, didn't have exactly a perfect track record, but it showed a close race between, for example, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. That poll had Trump ahead by a couple of points, and Cruz wound up winning by a couple of points. In 2012, it had Mitt Romney ahead when Rick Santorum actually won. But given the enormous lead that Donald Trump has in this survey, it'd be extremely surprising, a huge upset, if he didn't win tonight.
Yeah, and didn't win and didn't win big. That being said, though, I mean, we're right back to the main point. It's all up in the air, though. The folks in New Hampshire are really going to get the first crack at this simply because you don't know turnout when you can't get out of your house.
The weather is an X factor. In some of the more rural parts of the state, you have to wonder whether the roads have been properly paved. We had a blizzard over the weekend. And beyond that, it's been so cold where, for example, it was difficult even to fly in here. I mean, the flights on Friday were pretty much canceled. The flights that came in on Saturday had difficulty getting to the gates because the ground crews couldn't make it in to make the planes make their way to the gates. So it's certainly been a messy situation here. But for those Iowans who say that winter weather is part of life here, they're going to do their part to do their civic duty.
One more before I get you out of here, and I greatly appreciate your time. He's Stephen Portnoy, ABC News national correspondent. One more before I get you out of here, and that has to do with what happens on the other side. I mean, it all focuses on the Republican side here. Is there any news from the Democrat side with the weather being what it is?
So the Democrats have decided that Iowa is no longer going to be their first contest. The Iowa Democrats will be conducting party business, but they won't be choosing a presidential nominee. And that's because Joe Biden doesn't want Iowa to come first. He wants South Carolina to come first in the Democratic process. And so it's hard to say that there's anything to report.
He is Stephen Portnoy. I know this is going to sound hollow, but do your best to stay warm, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.